From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was detained along with more than 1,000 of his supporters on Saturday. The arrest happened during nationwide rallies against Vladimir Putin. Riot police in Moscow and St. Petersburg beat protesters, throwing them into police vans in an attempt to disperse huge crowds that gathered to protest Putin's swearing-in ceremony on Monday. Here's a Navalny supporter. He says, I came here to support the protest of Navalny since Putin is not our king, since Putin is a thief. I believe that this is so. Scuffles also broke out between Navalny's supporters and pro-Kremlin activists. This supporter saying, God forbid us, if there is a coup, we'll lie down here, but it is not allowed. Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed a date and place have been set for the historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A day later, another small step toward reconciliation on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea says it has shifted its clocks to 30 minutes earlier to align with South Korea's time zone. That's the sound of the clock tower at the Pyongyang railway station, though the video from the North state-run media could not be independently verified. North Korea created its own time zone in 2015. The Pentagon is reestablishing a Navy fleet that was disbanded 7 years ago as it shifts more resources against Russia. The Navy's second fleet will be responsible for the North Atlantic, and based out of Norfolk, Virginia, it will eventually hold over 200 staff. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets in Paris on Saturday to protest against the stream of economic reforms brought in by French President Emmanuel Macron. Protesters bearing Stop Macron banners and chanting, "One year is enough," were cheered on by drummers and marching bands in an anti-celebration of Macron's time in office. Here's one protester.
The French system is very unique and it used to be great, and it's been destroyed. So we're trying to defend what's left of it, and not to go, I mean, in this very capitalistic, how do you say that, system, like the American system.
Protesters are angry at reforms led by Macron, such as abolishing some worker protections and increasing police powers. Thousands of people have been forced to flee after a magnitude 6.9 earthquake shook the U.S. state of Hawaii's Big Island Friday. The earthquake triggering the collapse of a coastal cliff and prompting fresh eruptions of a volcano that has been spewing lava near residential areas. Local authorities held a community meeting with residents from lava-affected areas. Here's Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim.
We have only one mission, and that is to do the best we can to help you to go through this.
No injuries have been reported, but several homes were destroyed or badly damaged by the quake Friday, the biggest to hit the island since 1975. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard was at Friday's community meeting.
It's been good and important to be able to be here and see firsthand what's going on both from the ground and the air, and to hear from the residents about the concerns and challenges that they're having in this pretty precarious situation.
Another 5.7 magnitude earthquake hit the island earlier Friday, and authorities said they expect more seismic activity. An explosion in Gaza killed 6 Hamas gunmen on Saturday, the group said. It blamed the incident on Israel, which declined comment. A statement from the Palestinian Islamist group's armed wing called the incident a deplorable Zionist crime perpetrated against its fighters. 3 suicide bombers attacked the residence of Kandahar police chief in Boldak District General Abdul Razik Friday. Officials said Afghan security forces killed all 3 assailants before they could reach their target. Local authorities said 2 members of the Afghan police also were killed in the attack. General Razik was in Kandahar City during the attack. He says his family members are safe. We have much more on all these stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.